goal that you have right now. It's a goal that's on your vision board. It's that huge dream that you have. It's that business you want to start. It's that nonprofit you want to create. It's the apparel brand. It's whatever that is, the fitness program. You know exactly the one I'm talking about too. You know exactly, right when I say that, that big ass goal that scares the boop out of you, you know exactly what I'm talking about when I say that. I'm just going to hop on right now and tell you, it's time to freaking jump. It is time to jump. You have nothing to lose. You know that goal that's so big that your friends laugh at you? It's like the one that you're afraid to post on social media, the one like you're too afraid to tell people about at like family gatherings because it's so damn big. It's so scary. It's so big and audacious. You just don't want anybody to know about it. Well, you're sitting on a chat with Coach Nikki T. I'm the guy that's freaking used to jumping out of airplanes with no damn parachute and learning how to build wings on the way down. Something inspired me tonight just to hop on. I just got finished with my second workout of the day. I'm sitting here taking things in, just processing some of the things that happened today. Today in Menace in Business, we rolled out a new core value. And that core value was creativity follows commitment. And what does that mean? This is something in our foundation. So to add a core value to the Menace in Business core values list, we have to vote on it as the partners. Jason, Terrence, and myself had to vote on it. And creativity follows commitment, I believe, is just something that we all have to do in life. What that means to me is the thing that scares the shit out of you, you have to do. The thing that scares you that you don't know how to do, you're not supposed to know how to do it. Because if you knew how to do it, you'd already be doing it. Does it make sense? If you knew how to go that through that fitness program and get shredded and have less than 10% body fat, you'd already be doing it. So the art of signing up for the new gym, investing that, going through the fear of that, committing to 75 hard, committing to no alcohol, committing to going paleo, whatever that diet is, keto, whatever, it's scary. You don't know it. It's the unknown. But you have to commit to that. And that commitment is going to create creativity and you are going to find a way to get it done. And I just real quick wanted to hop on. That big ass goal that you have, that huge dream that you're just like, dude, it's here. Like you jot it down when you're watching inspirational stuff and listening to motivational stuff. It's that one goal that comes up always in your mind. Coach Nikki T is here just to tell you, freaking jump and learn to build wings on the way down. Because what's the worst that happens? You fail. You fall flat on your face. And guess what? You end up right back where you started today. If you look at the baseball stats, right? Even a good hitter, the major league MVPs, they only hit 300%. A third of the time they're hitting a home run. Two out of three times they're striking out. And I've just gotten so used to this where like when an opportunity comes up again, guys, okay? Creativity will follow with that commitment. When you commit to something, when you say yes to it, when you have a lump in your throat and something scares the shit out of you, that's when you have to do it. Let me give you an example. I had a dream to throw the biggest, baddest business seminar on the planet, okay? It was a dream that we had. I've had this for years to be my own inspirational speaker and throw my own seminar. So in July, we put the date on the calendar and we went, we're gonna commit to this. And we committed the money to it, right? I think it cost us almost 100 grand to throw that event. Once you commit to it, you have to get creative because what's the worst that happens? You fall flat on your freaking face and you end up right back where you begin. And so somebody asked me, he's like, dude, were you scared? I was like, of course. I hadn't done it before, but to do something you've never done, guess what? You have to do something that you've never done. And I was just so inspired tonight to share that with you guys because we just added that core value and I don't know what you're working on. I don't know what goals that you have, but I do know this. If you haven't done that before, it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be scary. It's going to be nerve-wracking. We just put the deposit down for MenaceCon 2. MenaceCon 2 is being held at the Gila River Casino at Wild Horse Pass in Chandler. It fits 1,400 people. We just committed to $400,000 to throw this event and then some. Lump in my throat, yes. What I found recently is if it scares the shit out of me, that's the thing I probably should be doing because that growth is making me uncomfortable. If that personal trainer just reached out to you and said, hey, I want you to start this program. I want you to start this meal plan. It's going to be scary. And yes, you got to give up the freaking nachos and the burgers and fries. But is that the goal that you have on your vision board? That commitment is going to create creativity. And yes, you're going to have some early mornings and late nights and you're going to have to develop new habits, disciplines, and routines. I understand all of that. But that's how you're going to become that better version of yourself. So if you have that goal to start the business or start the paid ads campaign or start doing video more or get more fit or whatever that is, let this video serve as a reminder. And when your friends are like, dude, that's freaking way too big, have me call them, right? I'll call them and just grab this video and share this with them. And just say, hey, nothing's gonna serve you by playing small. And they're gonna tell you, well, you're gonna fail. What's the worst that happens? You failed. You're sitting back there having a beer with them talking about that. But I would rather somebody that swung the bat and failed and fell flat on their face, got in the ring, came back with a couple black eyes, a broken nose, and said, hey, fucking failed. Let me share with you guys a story. Behind me, you can see a surfboard. My live stream, guys, I grew up on a prairie in a single wide trailer in Prescott Valley, Arizona. And my whole life, I wanted to learn to surf, okay? And so there's no waves in Prescott, Arizona, just so you're aware. I know George Strait sings about an oceanfront property in Arizona. There ain't one. So I had to move to California. And when I came out here, I didn't know how to surf. I wanted to learn to surf. It was like my life's passion. I grew up watching the movie Point Break. It was like my favorite thing. Bodhi Sattva is like my spirit animal, and I always wanted to learn to surf, okay? So I start learning to surf. Well, I'm getting going to the point where I gotta ride some big ass waves, okay? It's a Saturday, we're out there. I'm on the biggest wave I've ever tried to get onto, okay? I get on the wave, I fall flat on my face, I whack my nose on the board, split my nose wide open, and break my nose, okay? I come up, freaking nose is half crooked, and I think I got a scar up there still, and I'm gushing blood, right? And it was interesting, as I was laying in the hospital getting, they had to give me stitches and straighten my nose back out, I was kind of grinning. And the reason that I was grinning is the art of me breaking my nose in the ocean on the biggest wave I had ever rode meant that I was actually in the ocean, that it meant that I actually got up and dropped into a big wave. I shot my shot, okay? I tried. I swung the bat and I struck out miserably, okay? Embarrassed myself. But you know what? I actually tried. I was in the water, and people could sit on the shore and tell you how cute and cozy it is, right? If you're in the trenches starting the new fitness program, I have the most mad respect for you ever. If you get tired or you sleep through your alarm or you miss a workout, right? Like, I have so much respect for you. I have respect for the person that starts like a marketing campaign and starts doing video and screws up miserably. Like, I have so much respect for that person because they committed to something and they're at least freaking trying. Does it make sense? So I think about that surfing analogy a lot, and I'm like, at least I freaking tried. At least I swung the bat. So back to you. That big ass goal that you have right now, that big, hairy, audacious goal that you're like, dude, this is so damn big. Shoot your shot. Like, it was funny. I was talking about this to a friend. I was like, he's like, he had a crush on a girl, and I go, shoot your shot. And he goes, what do you mean? I was like, at least you ask, bro. At least you ask. I have so much respect for somebody that just freaking tries. And you're going to get tired, and it's going to be uncomfortable, and it's going to suck. And yes, you have the opportunity to split your nose wide open and look like an idiot for like 4 weeks with this giant freaking Band-Aid. Good on you. If that's you, we're freaking kindred souls. Throw me a menace fist in the comments below. It's just something was on my heart today, guys, just because we added that core value to our true menace core values, okay? Creativity follows commitment. And when you commit to something with your heart and soul, you'll find a way to get it done. And my favorite analogy on the planet, guys, is jump and learn to build wings on the way down. You know, we didn't know how to throw the first MenaceCon 1, but we figured that shit out. We don't really know what we're doing with MenaceCon 2, but we're at least freaking trying, right? When you think about like starting a podcast, it was funny. I remember I started my very first podcast like 3 years ago, Triumph for Life podcast, my little passion podcast. And my very first episode sucked. It was so bad. I didn't know the microphone. I didn't know anything, right? And I had a bunch of people talk shit and they're like, oh, dude, that's garbage. And I'm like, but at least I tried. Show me your podcast, right? Like, I have guys comment on my videos all the time. Like, oh, this guy's loud. This guy's freaking, he talks too fast. Show me your video, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's got an opinion until you step in the ring. One of our last core value at Menace is the man in the arena mentality. And it's represent the man in the arena mentality at all times. And what that simply means to me is the cheap seats are easy. You could sit there on a Sunday, right? It's Monday night football. You can be drinking your beers, eating your chicken wings, and munching on some popcorn and nachos, talking about what that quarterback should have done. He missed the route. The receiver was wide open. You're sitting on your couch drinking an ice cold beer. That quarterback has 350-pound defensive lineman coming at his throat, ready to rip his face off. He's in a little bit more pressure situation. On top of that, 80,000 fans and the noise and people coming left and right. And you got the freaking guts to talk shit on a Sunday from your phone because he's your fantasy quarterback. I got so much respect for somebody that's in the arena fighting tooth and nail. And guys, Creativity follows commitment. So what am I getting at? That thing that you want to do, that dream that you have, that new workout, whatever, whatever that is, the side hustle, the business, the marketing campaign, I don't know what you're working on. I'd love to find out. I'd love to get to know you more with that and get really dialed into your goals. But you have to commit. You have to make a ballsy commitment. What do I mean? I'm in the middle of 75 hard, okay? It's two workouts per day. It's 150 workouts in 75 days, okay? Did I want to do it? No. But my diet had slipped, okay? So I needed the commitment. And that commitment is going to create some creativity. And I have to walk every morning. I got to get my cardio in. I got to get my workout in. I don't have an option, okay? I have committed. I think commitment is the biggest and baddest word in the English dictionary. Commitment, when you commit. A group of our menaces just committed to 100 days, minus 100, 100 days, 100 workouts, 100 days of no alcohol, 100 days of no cheat meals, 100 days of recording a video every single day. That's what they committed to. Crazy. I committed with them. One of the reasons that I'm going live right now is guess what? It's 7 o'clock at night and I hadn't recorded a video for the day. So I made a commitment to our 45 students in Menace and Business that I, Coach Nikki T, would lead the charge and record a video every single day. And I had to get creative just to make you very aware. It's too late to edit up a video. I'm tired. I'm hungry. My puppy dog's sleeping and wants to hang out with me. So I hopped on to go live. Because that commitment, you'll find a way to get creative, okay? My partners, Jason and Terrence, okay? We committed to two workouts per day doing the 75 Hard program. Last week, they were in Miami. Their flight got delayed 12 hours. They got home at 10 o'clock at night. They had one workout to go. They had committed to two workouts per day. So both of them, one at 10:30, the next one at 11 o'clock, had to go get a 45-minute outside workout done. They committed, and that commitment created some creativity. So back to you and your goals. Is that the new fitness program? Is that hiring a coach? Is that coming to a seminar, coming to Chandler, Arizona in July, or January, excuse me, our last one was in July. Is that joining our free Facebook group and getting some badass coaching? You're gonna have to commit to something. And what's the worst that happens? You end up right back where you started with some badass experience. I have nothing but respect for the man or the woman that fights the fight, gets in the arena, and takes the punches. I love Mike Tyson's quote, "Everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the face." It's true. You can talk shit all day long about growing your business. Go record the TikToks. Go record 100 TikToks in a row and come back here and report back. You either blew things up or you learned a whole lot. You win or you learn, right? Back to my surfing analogy. I was just telling my buddy about it. I was like, man, a year ago, that's crazy. Yeah, I split my nose wide open surfing on a wave, but it was the biggest wave of my life and I was in the ocean. You know what? I tried. And you tried, whether you're trying the workouts or the marketing, you try to start a podcast. I don't know what you're working on, but you gotta shoot your shot. You gotta swing the bat because that commitment will get you some creativity. I love that core value. We added it today. It's in stone now in Menace and Business, and I'm honored. Creativity follows commitment. So I want you to just a little action item for you. I want you to look at that dreams list that you have. Is that the, you know, lose weight, get more fit, whatever, okay? Is that the sign up for a workout program, run a marathon, do a triathlon? You know, I don't know what you're working on, okay? Is that a business goal, an income goal, a marketing goal? Do you want to start a podcast? Do you want to write a book? I don't know what you're thinking of, but I'll tell you this. That book's not going to write itself. The podcast isn't going to launch itself. The videos aren't going to do itself. The workouts aren't going to do themselves. The pushups aren't going to do themselves. The marathon's not going to run itself. And you're gonna have to get into water where it's ice cold. You're gonna have to learn some shit. There's gonna be some big waves. You're gonna have to step to the side of the airplane. You're gonna have to fucking jump. I'm sorry. Excuse my language. I'm trying to do a lot better job of not cursing on my lives on my podcast anymore. That was a commitment I made to my dad. But I slip a few of them in every now and then. But that's my passion for this subject, guys. And like I said, it was just really on my mind for you to learn to just jump and learn to build wings on the way down. And if you fail and somebody laughs at you, I want you to grab them this button. I want you to hit share and say, hey, Coach Nikki T's got some words for you. And if they talk shit, get me their Instagram handle. I'll DM them personally. Because I have nothing but respect for the man or the woman in the arena that's taking the shot, whose face is marred with blood and dust. If you guys haven't read the Man in the Arena quote, what I'll do is I'll come back to this comment and drop it here so you can see it by Theodore Roosevelt. It's something that we built Menace upon. And why we built Menace upon the Man in the Arena mentality in this core value that I just gave you, creativity follows commitment, is because as a small business owner, you're out there alone oftentimes. You feel like you're on an island. You know, a lot of our ministers that are in our free, we have a free Facebook group, by the way, guys. I'll drop the link below. If some of my ministers are on, I see some of you guys drop the link to the free Facebook group there. But they say when they came to MinisCon, or they joined our Facebook group, or they signed up for our coaching, they say they're finally home. And they say that because they don't feel alone anymore. You're not on an island. You got a bunch of crazy mofos out here that are writing books, launching podcasts, recording videos, all about fitness, 100 days, no alcohol, 100 days workouts. And they finally feel like they found their tribe of people. That's what Menace and Business is all about. That's what our core values are all about. That's the mission that we are building here with Menace. But no matter what you're working on, you're going to have to commit to it. And again, to do something that you have never done, you're going to have to do something that you've never done. And it's going to suck, and you're going to get laughed at, and people are going to talk shit. And you know what? Let them talk. Let them pop that popcorn from the cheap seats. Let them sit there on a Monday morning quarterback telling you what you should have done differently in the game. But get in the game. If you're in the game currently and grinding, I hope this serves as hope to stay the course. Just put one foot in front of the other, one step at a time. Because guys, the man on top of the mountain did not fall there. Okay? He worked his ass off to get there. Real quick story, I just finished the book 75 Hard by Andy Frisella. We see Andy Frisella as the MF CEO, multimillionaire, you know, Bentleys and Rolls Royces and Lamborghinis and stuff like that. He tells a story in the book where he started his first supplement business. They own First Form Supplements. He tells a story where for 3 years they didn't make a dime and he had to sleep on a mattress in the back of his store. I love that. And the reason that I love that is I love the come up story of an entrepreneur. See, we see the guy today in the Lamborghinis on the podcast with 1 million followers. I see that guy sleeping on that mattress in the back of that supplement store, working 20 hours, you know, trying to freaking pay his bills and not giving up on his hope. You know, if that's you, stay the freaking course. Stay the course, guys. I promise you that. It's going to get better. The sun will shine. You can't keep a good man down or woman down. I promise you that. If you just show up and keep adding value and adding energy and following your daily disciplines, those big ass goals, those big ass dreams you have, they're going to pop off. I promise you that. You'll be in a better position than you were today. If you record more videos, you go 100 days no alcohol, no cheat meals, 100 days of workouts, you do our Menace 100, whatever that is, you sign up for some sort of a commitment, you will be in a better position than when you started. That's it. If you went and recorded 100 videos in a row, in 100 videos from now, you will have more leads, more followers than when you started, right? And if you don't, you just learned a whole lot about it. And that's why, guys, creativity follows commitment. So if you're on that journey right now, you're my small business owners out there fighting that good fight, stay the course. I believe in you, okay? And this is somebody in the trenches who's building a brand new business. We just started Midas less than 6 months ago, guys. I'm in the trenches with you fighting that good fight. And that's for my crew that's in the trenches now. And if you're watching this and you're thinking about starting that business or that side hustle or that new fitness program, jump. Do it. Maybe this video was brought to you or it showed up on your feed today to serve as maybe a kickoff starting point. Where maybe today you could say, holy shit, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. Maybe today, maybe this random ass video here live is that encouragement you needed to just say, hey, it's okay, I believe in you, let's go. Leave the nest, baby bird, and we kick you out. Last story for you. I went skydiving, okay, when I was like 22 years old. And, you know, they're in an airplane. Well, there's no doors on the airplane. And I'm strapped to a dude's back, right? Like, it's me and a guy. And I remember the moment where, like, the door opens, and you're standing on top of an airplane looking out to the sky, right? And I looked at him, and he goes, you ready? And I was like, huh? And he just kicked me out, right? Because he's like, if I let this dude think about it, he's going to sit here and talk himself out of it. Sure enough, we jumped out of a perfectly good airplane. And before I knew it, I was falling through the sky, you know, right? But you got to jump. And you got to learn to build wings on the way down. And to do something that you've never done, guys, you're going to have to do something that you've never done. And if you fail, you know what? I love you. Your family's still going to love you. And you just show up with some black eyes and a broken nose and a split nose. But isn't that the best thing ever? I have more respect for somebody that fights the good fight, falls flat on their face, screws up, and is laying there on the canvas bloodied and just said, hey, I tried. I have more respect for that person who tried and struck out, who failed, who missed the shot. You know, the old stereotypical Michael Jordan's missed more shots, whatever. Right, yeah, that's fine. Those are all cute quotes. But the reality of it is you're going to strike out. And I have respect for that person than the person that's never swung the bat, never got in the ring, never paddled out in the ocean, never tried. And if that's you and you're thinking about that new fitness program or running a marathon, and again, back to your goals list, there's a big ass goal on your vision board. There's a big ass dream that you have. Chase it. Commit to something. And that commitment is going to give you a chance to get creative. And guys, we just added creativity follows commitment to our core values today. I hope I've added some value and energy to your life. My goal with this video, my goal with anything that I do, is to just hop on and share with you some things that I'm seeing in the trenches. And personally, guys, 3 weeks ago, I had an opportunity to do 75 hard. I had done this program 2 years ago. I knew what it entailed, 150 workouts in 75 days. I was scared. I was nervous. I was afraid. I had some limiting beliefs. And whenever you're standing there at the airplane getting ready to jump, right, at the top of the cliff, I just want to let you know, I'm not special. I still run into that stuff too. Kind of a funny story. When you commit stuff, you just got to do it. We're in the back of the room getting ready to go on stage at MenaceCon. Okay, this is so funny. And there's 350 people rocking. You know, my mom and dad are in the crowd, my niece and nephew, my little brother, and they hand us the microphones. And there's a moment where I'm standing in the back with Terrence and Jason, my partners, and somebody got this photo, which was awesome. And there's a photo of me like looking at the stage like, I gotta go. And they're like, hey, calling Nick Trevelyan. And like, you know, I didn't wanna go because I was so nervous. But guys, when you commit, you gotta get creative. And I still run into that. And so back to 75 hard, you know, so I'm on day 21 today, just finished 3 weeks total. I was nervous, I was terrified, I was scared. That lump in your throat. Okay, and no matter what you're gonna do, whether that's start a podcast or write a book or sign up for business coaching or start a Facebook ads campaign or start TikToking or sign up for fitness, you know, a new program or start a new diet, you have a lump in your throat because it's something you've never done before, right? You should be nervous. If you're not, it's probably not big enough, right? And so I just ran into this myself, guys. And so 3 weeks ago, I was nervous and I was like, you know what, fuck it. If I commit to it, I'll get creative, I'll find a way to get it done. And what's interesting is fast forward 3 weeks, feel great. You know, I'm on day 21 and that commitment is just starting some creativity. And so I still run into that stuff too. So maybe that inspires you to just make that commitment. If there's something I can do to help you guys, shoot me a DM, join the Facebook group, get a hold of me somehow in the comments or whatever. Be happy to chat with you more about that. If you want one of my courses, guys, I'd be happy to give you my 30-day challenge course. I have an awesome 30-day challenge course. We're getting ready to upload my speech for MenaceCon, my 5 Steps to Triumph, which goes with my 30-day challenge course. So if you want a free login, comment 30-day challenge course below. But like I said, go join our Menace and Business free Facebook group, guys. And once you do, I'm actually going to give you our Menace and Business course as well. We're going to have all those giveaways this week. So guys, I've added some energy here. If I have know about this, maybe tag them in this or gently send it to them. Because if you got a friend that's on the fence about, you know, chasing a goal, chasing a dream, hi, I'm Coach Nicky T. If that's you and you were to share this video, go chase your dreams. I believe in you. Don't ever look backwards, okay? Go chase that dream. You got this. You know you do. You got a goal. Go chase it, guys. Anyway, I'm having too much fun going live tonight. I love you guys. I believe in you. If there's anything I do to add value in your life, please let me know. If you want business advice and coaching and funnel strategies and marketing strategies, that all goes down in the Menace and Business free Facebook group. The comments, we'll have the comments there, the link to join over there. We're giving away a VIP ticket, a bunch of general admin tickets and swag. And we're starting that promotion in the next couple days. So I love you guys. I hope you have a great day. Hey, I believe in you. Riding around in this car, transform into this star. Having too much this, I was worth it, found my purpose. Ran from the abyss to the sun.